Who is that?
Paulina. To the
Paulina. Go ahead, Paulina.
Yes, thank you, Scott. That was very helpful. And I would like to, at this point, emphasize that those members of this audit committee who are on the call currently, who are also PNB directors, should, such as Grace, hi, Grace, I would really insist that this proactive action be taken. Is there any way to formalize this? As in contacting FJC about the waiver that Scott was just mentioning, so as to be on the safe side, as we, you know, we do want to be looking forward as well as backward in this audit process.
Julie,
that's a good question. Go ahead, Julie.
Well, I appreciate what Paulina just said. I was just wondering whether this was something that we needed to involve the PNB in, or is this something that Maxine Company at the national office can take responsibility for?
Yeah.
Hi, I just want to just input a little historical information as it relates to the FJC loan, is that before Tom left, there was an extensive conversation that we had with Nita. So I think it would be good and wise if we can just follow up with Nita, because I do remember there was some kind of conversation on that about an extension and filing an extension, and George was very aware of those deadlines and loan requirements. So before we jump to the assumption that it's not being taken care of or looked at, I think it will be wise just to take one small step back and just check in with Nita and see what the status or update on, see where they stand with this issue.
Yeah, this is
great.
Scott. I just want you to know.
Oh, go ahead,
Max. This is Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
I just want to interject. I did not mean to imply or offend anyone to think that it hadn't already been discussed. I was just maybe kind of commenting on some of the discussion earlier, where it sounded like Maxie being new wasn't as familiar with all that. And, you know, to the extent that maybe anybody wasn't aware, I was just trying to interject that from past experience, it usually is a pretty easy thing to accomplish to get an extension or a waiver from your lender, typically.
Yeah, and Scott, no offense taken. This is Maxie. My newness, with that to the side, Nita, as not only on this matter, but with respect to there was something else. I'm slipping my memory, but there's something else that we have to get an extension about. Wondering, perhaps you can remember, yeah. but I'm very clear. Yeah.
Go ahead, Maxie. I'm sorry, Maxie.
No, I was done. I just wanted to say, no offense taken. You're aware of the extension.
The other extension that you may be thinking about is, and Eileen, you can maybe remind me, maybe it was July or early August that letters were sent to the charitable trust. And I think it was that point when I think
that's
we sort
exactly
of talked
right.
about November 30th being when we hope to have the 17 audit done. So
right.
I know that historically you guys as an organization have been really proactive with your other auditor about sending additional correspondence back and forth with the charitable trust, just to keep them apprised of where you are. So that, to kind of keep with that line of thinking, we had originally told them that you were hoping to have the audit done by the 30th of November. So that probably needs to be something that gets put on someone's hit list, I guess.
Yeah,
I know that today when we discussed it, George mentioned that the deadline had been extended to January 31 at the end of January. So, like
okay.
I said, I will take the responsibility to follow up with Nita and get the details and find out where exactly we are with the loan as respect to extensions and deadlines. I do have the information for the loan. I'll take some time to look at it and before I talk to Nita, and I'll report back to Maxie or back to this committee with my findings.
Okay. I have a couple of questions there. Do you mean, wondering that somebody was in touch with the California charitable registration office to get a further extension for sending them our audit?
Yes, I do know when Nita first came on that that was one of the things that they filed an extension for, but I don't want to overspeak because I know we filed an extension for our taxes as well. So I want to make sure that I'm speaking the right extensions. I wasn't privy to a lot of the meetings and a lot of the calls. I'm kind of catching up, but I do see a lot of things pass through my desk and through my emails. So I do not know that there have been extensions filed. I do know that Nita is aware of the deadlines that we need to meet and that they have made adjustments and extensions to cover us so that we stay in compliance with those, what those actual dates are as it relates.
I personally sent the request for extension to California Registry, Charitable Registration, with a letter signed by both us and by the auditors. I guess Tom signed ours. And so, and I don't remember talking to Nita about that specifically. So it would be really great to check with them and make sure if it was to California, you know, great. And if not, we should talk about what to do about that.
Carol, okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Carol.
I just want to remind people that the loan documents have to be discussed in executive session because of the way the document was written.
Sure. I was kind of listening. I didn't think there was anything that, you know, was specific.
No, I mean, Wandrin was saying she was going to report back on some of the stuff, the details of the loan, and I want to remind her that that's
with the session. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll just report back to Maxie with the deadlines and the dates so that he's aware of what has been filed to stay in compliance.
Okay. And also, I don't know if this is appropriate or relevant, but I'm just wondering, I guess you guys also have talked to the finance committee about a lot of the same issues. Would that be right? Would that be correct to say? I guess Wondrin or Maxie?
I haven't, myself personally, I haven't been privy to a finance committee meeting, unless you mean the Wednesday call.
Wednesday's call. No?
Well, they meet on Wednesdays. I think they meet on Tuesdays.
You're talking about the finance committee?
Yeah, the PNB's finance committee.
Yeah, I haven't
been. They were involved in working with you. I was wondering if they were working with you, you know, in a helpful way, and if it seems like there should be some coordination. I don't know. You know, sometimes a lot of what we're asking is more properly perhaps the purview of the finance committee, but, you know, in order to know about the audit, we need to know what's going on with the financial management, so we do get into it. I'm just curious as to how that's going. But maybe that's not really a point for right now. I'd appreciate a comment.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have notes readily available from those calls that would address your specific question. So forgive me for that.
I can probably just
look for that.
I can look up their meeting notes, I guess, and see what there is. Okay, we'll just leave that alone. Do we have any more questions for either Wondrin or Scott, or shall we let them go? I'm hearing nothing. No questions, comments. Scott is here on the East Coast, so it's later for him. So, and I think Wondrin is trying to do some work still. So,
could just say a couple of really quick things, and then I'll get out of everyone's hair.
Keeper, we have 10 minutes. Thanks.
I will
Thank
talk
you.
Super fast. So just to give everyone on the call a little bit of an update on where we are from the auditor perspective, because we had time scheduled, because things have been sort of open-ended in terms of ETAs on getting additional requested items that we from that original list, Right now, my team is obviously working on other clients. We are, as items come in, we're checking them into our request list as being received and the date that's done such. I was explaining to Eileen earlier, our request list ideally is kind of our starting point for the audit. So it just isn't effective or isn't efficient at this point with such so much of it still open for us to be kind of like picking up things and working on them in 30-minute intervals and then picking them up a week later for a similar time frame. So my perspective at this point is once we start getting more of that list, then I will schedule time and then hopefully we can kind of get through that as quickly as possible. The other thing that I just want to kind of mention, I think there was some talk about the internal controls, just to sort of manage everyone's expectation. Since 17's fiscal year has closed, as well as 18's fiscal year has closed, any of the internal control changes and processes that are kind of implemented in the next couple of months, it will not necessarily reflect our management letter, because essentially the controls, whatever they were, I'm assuming they're the same controls that were or were not in place when the prior auditor was involved, those comments would more or less carry forward. The difference would be is that to the extent that you guys have designed new controls or started to implement those, we could kind of incorporate them as a management's response. But I did at least want to put that out there in case there was any confusion. I know it can be very frustrating to go through implementing all these things and then be surprised to see that there's still going to be a significant amount of comments. But it just has to do with what was in place during the time period that we're actually, the fiscal years that we're auditing. So that's the only thing I wanted to put out there in case there was any different ideas about that.
Scott, that's great. And when you do emit your management letter and we discuss it with you, you'll be able to say that all over again.
Absolutely. Sure. Yeah, that may have been a little premature, but I just wanted, since it had been discussed, I just wanted to put that out there in case there was a difference of opinion. If anybody has any questions for me, I mean, please either directly or through Eileen, you're still free to reach out at any time. I'm more than happy to be available and answer any questions about the process.
This is James. I have a question.
Yes.
Go ahead, James.
You had wondered if there were any other opinions on that. I'm wondering what other opinions could there be?
Well, you know, I've had clients in the past where we've been kind of, they've been behind in auditing, not unlike yourselves. And, you know, say the year ended 12/31/12, and then we're auditing in late 12/31/13, and they've made changes during the subsequent year to their internal controls to improve them. There just seems to be a little bit of confusion as to why we would have comments about the internal controls that existed in the prior year when they've made changes in the subsequent year. And basically, you know, what we're doing as auditors is part of our risk assessment is we're trying to understand and evaluate the internal controls that are in place, the internal controls that are basically driving the transactions that are being recorded that were audited. And so that's why we would defer to what was in place during that fiscal year that we were actually hired to audit. And then what we do typically in that situation is, just as I said, if there have been improvements into the internal control environment subsequent to that fiscal year, then we can certainly incorporate it into the management letter, and often that's done in the form of management's response. So if we said, hey, you have an issue with segregation of duties, and that presents an internal control issue, and then subsequently you had hired additional people or improved your segregation of duties, we would comment that it was a finding for that year that it was an issue with segregation of duties. Management's response would be just that, you know, subsequent to this year's audit, we have redesigned or hired additional staff to ensure that segregation of duties are appropriate. I'm just giving that as an example. But that would be the way it would more or less be presented. So essentially, our responsibility of auditors would be to present the situation that was at hand during the year when the transactions occurred, but we would also kind of acknowledge through the management response that things had been addressed or had been improved subsequent to that.
Follow up to that, please. Follow up, please.
And then Carol.
So in regard to there being any other opinions about that, the only other opinion could be something, as you stated, that was applied after the close of that fiscal year, and would be, you know, sort of a comment on how we're hopefully going to improve in the future. But as of the close of that fiscal year, things are what they are, and there is no other opinion available. It's just a matter of stating what the facts are, and there is no other opinion about that. It's a matter of facts.
Well, when I say opinion, I don't mean audit opinion. I mean opinion in terms of your perception. So, like I said, I wanted to just kind of clarify. Maybe it was premature in doing so, but I was trying to manage your expectations that, you know, it sounds like Nita, Wandrin, Maxie are going to do all of this great work to get some processes in place that, as Wandrin said, have been neglected for a number of years. I just didn't want you as the audit committee or the board at large to maybe when we're getting to the point of presenting the 17 or even the 18th audit, I didn't want you to be maybe upset or surprised if there are still a pretty lengthy management letter addressing the state of internal controls during 17 and during 18. We would certainly fold in what had been improved since then, but that's kind of after the fact. So that was really, maybe opinion was the wrong choice of words, but I just was trying to manage everyone's expectation with that.
Understood. Thank you.
Carol, for the fact.
Thank you. Carol, go ahead. You were
First of all, I want to point out that we have 4 minutes left in the extension. Thank you for your report and your work. One of the things that disturbed me about it was that you said it sounded like once a month you put in about 30 minutes on checking things off on a long list, and so that frightened me.
No. I think I misunderstood. I think you misunderstood. I had part of what I have to do in my role is I have to manage, you know, we have over 350 clients at Rogers & Company. So typically the way it works in a CPA firm is we schedule time when our clients say they're ready or hope that they'll be ready, and then that's the time that's dedicated to doing the audit. That time has come and gone through October, so I reallocated staff for some of that. I utilized it as much as I could to hopefully kind of shore off some time and be efficient on the back end of the audit.
But no, I wasn't criticizing you. I was wondering about our performance on getting together the list of things that enable you to start. That's my issue, not you, us.
Okay. I misunderstood. I'm sorry. Well, I think that was part of this discussion with Wandrin and Maxie, and it's unfortunate that George wasn't a part of it because it does, I think Wandrin did a great job of explaining and certainly helped improve my understanding. You guys are not only dealing with 17 and 18 and making those a priority, you're also having to similarly prioritize getting everything shored up so that as you're dealing with 19 and getting ready for 18, that, you know, it's almost like you've got five different massive priorities to try to...
What I'm asking you is if you feel that we need some more staff dedicated to any of this stuff.
To be honest, I when I talked to Eileen earlier today, I was really candid with her that I really didn't have a clear idea where the bottleneck was. You know, Nita hasn't been as forthcoming with specifics. I'm not going to lie, it's been slightly frustrating the last couple of weeks just because I don't know when the shoe's going to drop and we're going to get a flood of information, and I want to make sure I've got people ready and able and jumping on it and getting through the audit as quickly as possible because I know we're all trying to meet, you know, deadlines as quickly as possible.
Where the bottleneck is that right? Or where you think the bottleneck is?
I think some of the bottleneck maybe, I think as somebody on the committee mentioned, Nita didn't have access to some of the accounting systems until September. That was something I don't think I knew until early October. So that makes a little bit of sense to me where some of the delays were during the summer. I think that some of it has been getting information from the stations. I think some of it is them probably trying to kind of pre-audit this information and make sure that what they pass to us is complete and as accurate as possible.
Yeah.
And
okay.
I also think, and I'm kind of just assuming but inferring, that they're also trying to get their arms around current activity and designing some of these processes so that they can get put in place sooner than later for current date and going forward.
Thanks. Time is up, by the way.
Okay, we'll finish up in a minute. Can I ask, I don't know if it would be Maxi or Wondrin, but maybe somebody could head up, working up a timeline for, since, well, especially Wondrin, you know where all these details are at, and George would also know or be able to help. If you guys could work up a timeline, I don't mean something detailed and, you know, that takes you 3 days to work up, but just something sort of general, so we might know when we could expect to see certain things, and when Scott might start being able to think about starting the audit. I'll leave that task in your hands, and you guys work it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be to the hour and the minute, but we want to get an idea of where we're at. Yeah. That would be great. Thank you, Wondrin.
Okay, can I make a comment to what Roger said? I think it's very important.
His name is Scott.
Very, very
important. He works for Rogers and Company.
sorry, Scott. Okay.
We're all the same. We're all the same.
I think that you hit it right on the nail when you said that Nita is doing their own audit before they send it to you. And that's part of the process, is that documentation has been submitted to George, but in George's findings, when he's trying to balance back to financial reports, there's errors. And so he has to correct them. And for the one whole station, he had to go and do it for the whole entire year. So I think that we are doing, as far as the network, we're giving George the information, but not all the information is correct. So he's doing a pre-audit before he sends it to the auditor. And I wasn't a part of that process. But I think now that I'm part of the conversation, I think that we will be moving a little bit faster, I hope.
Great. Yeah, and by no means I hope no one on the call thinks that I'm criticizing. I think that Nita has quite a large task. I know that Wondrin and Maxi have a very big task as well. So I can totally respect and totally appreciate that. And I think, as Eileen mentioned, the thing that would be helpful for me is that when you guys are at a point where you start to feel like you're you know, kind of can see the light at the end of the tunnel, give me enough of a heads up, just, you know, a week or 2 weeks out, so that I can get the team reassembled and scheduled, so that, you know, they can be 100% dedicated to getting through everything, because that'll be the quickest and most effective way that we can get the audit done and whatever our new deadline ends up being. But no, I appreciate everyone's effort. I know it's a lot to undertake, and hopefully after 17 and 18's audit, this will just become kind of like going to the dentist once a year. It'll be kind of like a easy peasy non-event.
Great. We hope so. Thank you, Scott.
Absolutely.
We have run out of time in this meeting, unless people want to extend. I personally don't see anything that that needs a closed meeting after this. And if anyone else on the committee does, please speak up. And
this is great. I do have some questions that I'd like to ask in closed session, if we can have a short closed session.
Unless
everybody objects, I would like to have a closed session.
Okay. Does anyone object to that? Okay. I'm trying to find my agenda again. I think the other items on the agenda can wait until a later date, and or I can write some of what I was thinking up in an email to you all. Most of it's pretty short. I think the one thing is that we want to select the next meeting date before we adjourn to a closed meeting. Do we want to meet again in 2 weeks or 1 week, or just because I think we have pending questions, we might want to ask George to join us for the next time we meet. I'd like to hear ideas from the committee.
Adrian to the staff.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I get really nervous when we schedule 2 weeks out. If it's possible, can we schedule a week out, and if we don't need it, then we drop it, and then can we do 1 week and then another 1 in 2 weeks?
Carol for the stack.
James for the
stack.
James
for the stack.
I'm sorry, Carol, James, and who? Oh, Elaine, I think that was. Okay.
I wanted to say that the Strategic Planning Committee has meetings on the 2nd and 4th Mondays. And so we have made the audit committees at different times. Of course, so there will be a conflict on the 26th. They'll, next.
On the 26th. Okay.
Right.
James, go ahead.
Well, with that in mind, perhaps we could pick another day, but I certainly like the idea of a week or about a week to stay on top of things. I'm also nervous about it.
And Elaine?
The only problem I have is when we schedule them a week apart and then nobody cancels the one we don't need. And then some of us go ahead and have it heard it's been canceled and waste a half hour trying to find somebody to tell us what's going on. So I don't mind if you want to schedule them every week as long as someone's going to be responsible to cancel them and let the members know they've been canceled. But I think if we're even set up for the first and third Monday, that we go ahead and should, schedule our times then.
Let's see. Today is there. The 26th would be the 4th Monday, and that's what you said, Carol, right? The 2nd and 4th for strategic planning?
Yes, I did.
Is anybody else on this committee also on the strategic planning committee?
I do join them. This is Maxie, but clearly, if you want Wandrin to sit in this meeting in my stead, that's perfectly logical and makes sense to me.
Well, having both of you is clearly helpful. I would also say, I don't know how much is going to happen between now and next Monday, given the Thanksgiving holiday.
Right. That's the biggest issue to me.
So I'm tempted to say let's wait until the 3rd, December 3rd. And we can try and get updates, meanwhile, from Maxie, Wondrin, Mita, and Scott, if Scott's got anything, if they've sent him things, and communicate them by email. So my suggestion is that we go through December 3rd.
I would move that because, unfortunately, we've just found out that the 2017 audit is not going to be completed until end of January. So,
did we find that out? Is that actually what we found out?
I was wondering.
Okay.
Yes, I made a comment that George, in our meeting earlier today, he made reference to hoping to get the audit done by the end of January 31 of 19.
I didn't even catch that. Okay. Well, in that case, while it doesn't make us happy, it means we don't have to rush quite as much or feel as anxiety-ridden. So I'd still
But to your point earlier, when you asked me to check in with Nita to come up with a timeline that communicates everything that we're doing, I would feel more comfortable having a chance to go back to Nita and just confirm all of these dates and all these deadlines.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so we won't take that as absolute written in stone. Okay. All right, thank you for that. Wondrin. Do we need to vote on having a meeting in a week or in 2 weeks? Or I would go for December 3rd, personally. Do we have anybody else weighing in particularly besides Carol and James and Elaine? And Elaine, we could actually schedule and fail to cancel any time. So
I
don't think the problem is that it was a week. The problem is with some failure to communicate that it happened.
Yeah, no problem.
So, okay.
This is Julie. I would vote for not trying to meet next week because I just think we won't have enough accomplished.
Yeah.
James for the stack.
James,
yeah, I'll go
ahead.
I'll go with that consensus. Just to put that in.
Okay. All right. So then.
Me too, Adrian.
Oh, Adrian, hi. There you are. Okay. So does anybody object? Let me say then. Should I move that our next meeting will be 2 weeks from tonight?
So move.
And. Any objections? Hearing none. Okay, our next meeting is 2 weeks from tonight, December 3rd, I guess that is. I'll put that on the schedule because I guess our secretary didn't make it tonight. She must have had another meeting. And
that's 2 weeks, isn't it?
We'll be sending out any other information we get in the meantime.
Uh-huh.
Does anyone have anything else they'd like to say before we move to adjourn?
Thanks, Eileen, and thank you, everybody. That was great.
Thanks. Can I move to adjourn, or does somebody else have to do that?
Move to adjourn.
I guess I'll move to adjourn. I move to adjourn. It is 10:12.
We're having a closed session, though,
P.M.
Yeah.
Sorry? Oh, right.
So we're gonna
I am very
closed
familiar.
Session.
We're going to go to closed session. So that means, yes?
Are you
going to
call back or are you just taking us?
I'm sorry, Serene, you were speaking?
I'm trying to.
Go ahead.
The megaphone took over.
Go ahead, Serene.
Is there actually a need for a closed session tonight?
One of the members has asked.
Yeah, so I requested a closed session because I have a few questions. To be
sure. So we can keep it brief. Yes. Okay. So I don't think we need to hang up and call back. I think we can just stay on the line.
Okay.
I guess that means that Wondrin would drop off as well as Scott.